Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a weekend. I mean, you had the Braves come back. All the controversy over Atlanta United and that game last night. Incredible stuff happening in the NHL with Vegas. In the NBA, the wild routes. We'll get into that later in the program. The Preakness, and we could have a Triple Crown winner, the wedding, et cetera, et cetera. And through it all, the NFL manages somehow or another to cut right through all of that and become a headline this morning that we have to talk about for a couple of reasons. In a moment, we'll talk about, coming up in a minute, about the fact that the NFL happens to be here in town right now, and all the bigwigs are here. I mean, the commissioner, the owners, and everybody for their spring league meetings, which will be here in the next couple of days. And over the weekend, Julio Jones made some news that had a lot of Falcons fans running for Twitter, wondering what in the world is going on here. Julio, not at OTAs, and I guess he's saying, you know what? Let's do this deal. I think I need to get paid. What do you make of all this, Hugh?
Where there's smoke, there's fire. I got to give a shout out to my man Randy Mack, though, because that day that the whole social media thing came down, and everybody was talking about that, and I had to take that there's something wrong. But we were told that, you know, it's not a big deal, and that, you know, he was doing it to make a point or whatever, and he was talking to all these people at Alabama about the power of social media. Randy Mack tweeted me. Well, no, he didn't tweet me. He texted me. And he said, man, Julio wants more money. And he said it just like that. And I looked at it, and I thought to myself, sounds like it to me, but I didn't have anything to go on with that. And so I kind of left it alone. And so I have to give him a shout-out because he called it right away. He said, man, Julio wants more money. He's looking at the money that other people are getting, and he wants more money. It was just odd. To me, it's odd to take down pictures of the team that you play for and all of a sudden just go left, like out of nowhere. And there might be some truth to this story now. To that point, who was it that reported it? Oh, boy, I forgot his name. Ian Rappaport reported this. Now, as far as we can see, nobody else has this story just yet. But I think that there is something there. There is something there. And to their credit, the Atlanta Falcons, which I was surprised, I come out and said they have no problem with we working the deal. But I was kind of surprised at that.
Yeah, here's Rappaport's I have it here. It says that this is Ian Rappaport. Julio's been training with Alabama at Alabama in Tuscaloosa with his old school. In regular communication with Falcons coach Dan Quinn, the team is okay with his work away from Flowery Branch. Of course they are. Rappaport goes on to say that Jones could stay away from the entire voluntary portion of OTAs, which, by the way, include tomorrow and Wednesday, which isn't a problem for those in charge with the Falcons. All right, so he's got 3 years left on his contract. He's 29 years old. His average salary pays him eighth among wide receivers in the NFL, Hugh. People are tweeting at me saying, should we trade Julio? I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Well, they're Come looking on. At it. Like, this is what was surprising to me. Julio just signed a deal, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And for him to come back and ask for some more money, I thought that was kind of bold, if you will. Now, listen, this is not me counting Julio's money because get what you can. Get as much money as you possibly can. I was surprised at how the team basically came out and said, okay, we'll renegotiate your deal. To me, that says a lot because normally in situations like this, and we've seen it across the league, when guys sign a deal, the team makes them honor the deal. Now, you can look at this one of two ways. You can look at this like Julio is holding the team hostage and that they can't do anything without Julio Jones, which, you know, a lot of people probably feel like that is the case. Or you can look at it like, okay, the team is looking at it like, hey, man, you know, we respect you and we're going to do right by you. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know because, if the Falcons are doing that, God bless them, because most teams don't operate like that. We've seen the Pittsburgh Steelers, as good as they are, and how many Super Bowl championships they won. When it comes to their running back position, Le'Veon Bell, they're not trying to give him a new deal. They're not doing that.
Oh, so, and all of the conspiracy theories come out there, because I want to go back to what you were talking about. When Julio pulled all of his Falcons images off his Twitter, off his Instagram, and people were saying, what does this mean? What does this mean? A lot of us went, well, you know. Then suddenly the Falcons do what? The Falcons draft a wide receiver, number one overall. And people said, whoa, what does this mean? And now we get this word that Julio wants to renegotiate. And everybody's out there saying, did the Falcons know that he wanted to renegotiate and were taking precautions by drafting Ridley in case he wanted to renegotiate and they couldn't come to a deal?
With all that being said, I mean, they've come out and said that they're willing to renegotiate.
I know.
So all of those points are moot at this point because they are willing to renegotiate. I think it's bold on Julio's part to come in. Now, this is a gangster move, to come in after the season that you just had, where if a team can make an argument, like, you got a lot of nerve coming in after all those balls you dropped and you lost a few games for us, and like, no, we're not going to renegotiate. Do what you got to do. They could have took a hardball stance. And so that's why I say I commend them if they're doing it, because they feel like, you know, Julio's their guy, and they want to do right by their guy. I mean, that's commendable. And they're probably the only team in the NFL that would operate from a position of that, especially when you talk about, you know, the way that they are capologists and everything like that. So I just think that Julio's he's showing how gangster he is right now.
Yeah, well, that I guess that's the thing about it is, that, you know, maybe a new deal for Julio would take him towards the top, you know, higher up the ranks, not be the eighth best. And let's give him credit where it's due. I mean, you say what you want about it. Yes, there was the drops, most notably against the Carolina Panthers in the end zone that we all know about, the wide open one. But in the last three seasons, in those three seasons that Julio's been extended, he's had more receiving yards than any other receiver in the NFL. Anybody else?
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that, John. But, listen, this is not me hating on Julio. Before I say what I'm going to say, this is me spitting the truth. There were a lot of times last year, where Julio was not on the field in key situations. And so much so that there were people out there saying, well, where's Julio? Where's Julio? And in key situations, like that play in Philadelphia. Now, granted, you could talk about the way the play was designed and all this other stuff. Julio didn't come up big in those plays. There was a few times that in clutch situations, Julio did not come up big. And you're talking about giving him more money? I mean, that's just being realistic. You're talking about giving a man more money when there were times during the season that you needed him to do something phenomenal for you, like he's done in the past, but he didn't do it. That's why I'm like, hey, man, Julio, get as much money as you can, and if your team is willing to sign you and give you more money after the season that you just had, God bless you. God bless you, because that's a bold move. That's a bold move on your part.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame Julio for the first down or the fourth down in Philadelphia. I think, again, execution across the board on that whole series of downs was lacking. But be that as it may, I mean, because it was, I mean, obviously. I am curious, because I want to ask Bo, because Bo, you're more of a money guy. Could this actually work out to the benefit of the Atlanta Falcons to redo his deal? He'd get a little bit more of what he wants in guaranteed money, and the Falcons would get a little more in cap relief by extending him out?
For this year anyways, absolutely. But it all depends on how much money you give him, how his money is, it's the structure, really, like with the bonuses and stuff. But I think also you got to look at it this way. He never said he wanted a new deal. He said he wanted his updated, supposedly. Of course, we never heard this from Julio's mouth. This is Ian Rappaport's words, that he wanted his contract updated. So updated to me means you extend him out a couple of years, you push some money to the back, like some of these contracts do, and you save a little bit up front, and maybe for the next year or so. And it's his last deal with the team. Julio is, I think, 29. So, you know, he's got 3 years left, which would take him to 32. So if you send it out, and it makes him maybe a couple more years, maybe it's 34, 35, boom, that's it. And then you have Ridley under a rookie contract, and then by the time those two are both up, you don't have to worry about that money anymore. It kind of comes off. Does that make sense? So I think updated.
Right, updated. Okay, I get you. So what are you saying? 3 years? He's 29. You got, what, three, four seasons maybe? And then we
he
start
can play. I give Julio to about 34. He got some time left on. He got some time. But still, I understand. Bo makes a great point. But the bottom line is this. You're asking for some more money after the season that you just had. That's the bold part. That is the bold part. I mean, listen, I'm a Julio fan. Julio is one of the best receivers in the game. But again, there were times during the season last year that if you're looking at it and you're being honest with yourself, you are asking, okay, where's Julio? Where's your number one receiver? And I think that's fair to ask. Now, especially in situations where I know it's go time and I need him on the field, he wasn't there. He wasn't. And then for him to come back and ask for some more money, that's gangster. That is real. Like, most guys, if they come off the season that he had, now granted, he had some decent numbers, but he wasn't the Julio that he was the year before. That's bold. That is a bold move on his part. So, I mean, like I said, again, get all that you can, Julio, and for you to do this at this time, I mean, that just shows, and for them to relent the way that they did, mm-hmm. that just shows me that, you know, you are that dude when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons.
I still think he's the most dangerous wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, I'm not arguing that point, John.
I'm arguing facts right now. I'm arguing the fact that in key situations last year, Carolina game, that's the one that comes to mind immediately. Philadelphia Eagles game, Julio came up short. In the Carolina game, dropped the pass in the end zone. And we sat here and was like, wow, that's un-Julio-like. But it happened. And now for him to come in and, you know, ask for some more money or reported that he's asked for some more money, that's a bold move. That's a gangster move on his part. I mean, I commend him for it because most cats wouldn't even ask for any more money after the season they just had. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wonder if there was any pause. And again, this is Ian Rappaport, and I think, you know, we have to point this out. Ian Rappaport is saying this. It appears that Julio's not going to be at OTAs for the Falcons, that they're trying to work out a thing. I think all sides will work this out and probably to the better of both, okay? I think they're going to be fine. Julio's still the most dangerous wide receiver in the NFL. And I understand the people who say, listen, he has serious value right now, which he does. Why can't you just trade him? Well, because, you know, it becomes a complicated issue, not to mention the fact that, notwithstanding the fact that he might be the face of the franchise.
Maybe a couple of guys would
fit that bill, but yeah.
Three TDs. I mean, for real, John Freak, this ain't a brotherhood move. I mean, I'm not mad at him for doing it, but this is not a brotherhood move. This is not. It's not. It's not a brotherhood.
Especially so soon after signing an extension. He does make, you know, an average salary of $14.25 million. It's not like he's underpaid. I mean, he gets quite a bit.
I'm just sitting here like, wow, we are kind of like, you know, it's not a brotherhood move.
Well, here are the guys that are in front of him, the other seven players who make more than him at the wide receiver spot. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, A.J. Green, Davante Adams.
No, I mean, I get it. I understand why he did it. I understand that. But it's not a brotherhood move. You could probably go on that list and look at the stats and the season that all those guys had, and Julio Jones is probably not up there with them. You know what I mean? Just pull a name from out of the names you just said. I'm talking about in touchdowns. I ain't talking about in yards. And the impact. I'm just talking about the touchdowns. I'm talking about tangible numbers. Then he probably doesn't have as many touchdowns as they do. But, I understand the impact that he has for this team and how important he is for this team. But I'm talking about when you look at the numbers, for him to do this and the way that he did it, if this is true, that's a bold move on his part.
All right, it's time for you to renegotiate your deal. And you're going to renegotiate it, and you're going to ask for another $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
doctor. It's doctor. And don't just put DR period, okay? You got to spell it out, apparently. D-O-C-T-O-R. You can't just put DR period. You have till 7:59 to text the word doctor to 72881. Doctor to 72881. Doctor to 72881. Don't text and drive, because if you do, you might get in a wreck. You'll need a doctor. Doctor to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. And hopefully you make your Monday even better by winning $1,000 in our national signing bonus. Doctor to 72881. Well, we're talking about Julio Jones and the contracts, and could we have a problem with the Atlanta Falcons star wide receiver? I don't think we do. I think all sides are going to work this out. I don't think it's going to be an issue. I that's just kind of my sense. I think we're going to be fine. 11's going to be running down the field alongside Sanu and Ridley by opening day, and all is going to be good, and we're not going to be talking about this anymore. However, if we are talking about it now, and if he's not at OTAs, it's going to linger, Hugh. And if this lingers, is it going to be a distraction that the Falcons don't need?
Yes, of course it is. By him not being here now, it's somewhat of a distraction. I mean, it is. Sammy Watkins had 8 TDs, by the way. Only had like 593 yards, 39 receptions, but he had 8 TDs. So, yeah, it is going to be a problem. Because my thing is this, John. When you talk about renegotiating a deal and you're 2 years into your deal, and for if this is true, the Falcons are open to negotiate this deal, that's saying two things to me. Okay, we lowballed you, number one, and that we can't do it without you. So, realistically, Julio Jones is in the position of power, if this is true. That's the thing that strikes me as interesting about this story. Everything that strikes me interesting is the way that he went about it. If it's true, he deleted all of the pictures on social media. He then comes out a few weeks later, and basically there's a report that says he wants more money. So he's basically strong-arming the Atlanta Falcons. That's what he's doing. I mean, that's what he's doing. If this is the case, that's what he's doing. And again, I am not mad at him for doing it. I just think it's a bold move. When you look at his stats from last year and the way that he's doing it, it's a bold move.
All right. So being a bold move, I would pay the man. Would you pay the man?
Honestly, John, I wouldn't have came in the paper and said it like that. I would have had a problem with Julio Jones handling it the way that he did, going to the media. That's something that needs to be handled in house. If we're talking brotherhood, I'd probably had more respect for him if he would have just came to me first. If I'm the leader of the organization, Arthur Blank could have came to me first with.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.